Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And I want to talk about some hidden gold in your database that you're not leveraging. Whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, whether you're a tiny one-person marketer or a giant enterprise marketer, there is segmentation available in your database that I think that you're overlooking. What happens year over year in a database is magic. If you take a snapshot of your database from literally 12 months ago on a given day, and you compare that database to your database today, and you look for very specific things, you will find new segments that you can market to, that you should focus on, that your sales team should focus on, that your promotion should focus on, that will literally change your revenue, change the opportunities you have, change your pipeline. So what do I mean by that? Let's first talk about the business to business side of this thing. Okay, let's look at your database year over year. You grab a snapshot from a year ago and you compare it to right now, your database from a year ago to right now. Now let's talk about job titles. Okay, anybody in your database who has a different job title last year to this moment this year, almost every job title change in a business database is a promotion. When you get a promotion, you have more responsibility. You have more buying power. Segmenting out those people, okay, that have a title change of any kind, and then having your salespeople target them, having your promotions, your content speak to their growth in their careers, it is a game changer in terms of the type of pipeline that you could generate from that. But beyond that, look at the actual companies. You want to figure out what are the companies that are in your database that are having real growth. If you look over year at the company level, what is the revenue growth? You say, okay, we want to look at companies that have a 25% increase in their revenue. You have a snapshot from a year ago of all the companies in your database and their revenue, and then you have a snapshot today, and you segment out those companies that have a 25%, a 50% growth in their revenue because those companies are in market to buy stuff. They are growing. You could do the same thing with employee size count. You could take companies that employee size has grown in the last 12 months, 25%, 50%, whatever it is. And now you have a fastest growing company segment in your database, right? And that's magic. The last one is how many contacts do you have at a given company? Okay, you take the year over year thing, you take all the companies that are in your database. How many contacts per company do you have? Oh, at the Acme company last year, we had 9 contacts. But you know what? Year over year, we've lost a lot of contacts. People have moved, their bounces, whatever, and now we only have 3. You can then take those companies where you've lost a lot of contacts and you could turn it into an account-based marketing program. Say, oh, we need to target these companies to get more contacts back at these companies. Or the reverse, you look at it and say, wow, we have a ton of contacts year-over-year growth at these companies. Maybe they want to be doing more with us. So year-over-year snapshot on the number of contacts you have per company is gold. Let's talk about the consumer side, about what you could be looking at year over year stuff. You want to identify customers who only bought with a discount last year, but this year, now they're paying full price for your products. Why does that matter? Because they're basically moving up the ladder with you. And you don't want to just try to push them with discounted stuff anymore. You want to kind of give them exclusive perks and VIP stuff, and keep to elevate their spend with you because they're not motivated by discounts anymore. They really like your brand and why are you giving it away? So that year over year look on did they buy from discounts and now onto regular price is huge. The other thing you want to do is you want to compare your repeat customers that bought last year and this year and what is the stretch in terms of timing? Is the amount of time between their purchases because they're repeat customers shrinking? Okay, or getting longer. And if it slowed down and it's taking longer for them to make that repeat purchase, you really want to think about some aggressive loyalty-driven approaches, because that window can hurt your revenue dramatically. And I don't think that's something that consumer marketers are looking at enough. And the other one is your day of the week sales. Look at your sales. Take all the dates of holidays and things surrounding holidays and move that off to the side. Okay. And then take all of your day of the week sales by day and compare it to a year ago with those same week periods. And you want to see, are people's habits changing for your products and your offers? Is there a particular day of the week that now they're migrating to in terms of when they really are buying and activating on the discounts that we're sending them? So looking at this year over year snapshot in your data gives you so much segmentation opportunities that I think you're sleeping on. And all we're doing is doing the basics. Oh, these are for new customers. Oh, these are for new homeowners, people that just switched homes. Oh, you know, these are people that just downloaded some demo of our software. No, there's gold segmentation by doing a year-over-year snapshot review. All right, before we get into the totally ridiculous portion of this podcast, which is, since you didn't ask, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is a loyalty platform. It is a retention platform. It's an email marketing platform, SMS, landing pages. It does it all. Whether you're a business or a consumer marketer, I've been using Marigold to send out my emails and for all my agency clients for years. We send out billions of emails. And, you know, maybe you're not thrilled with the platform you're using, or maybe you don't think it doesn't have all the AI functionality, all the stuff. I'm telling you, Marigold's got it. You want to check them out at meetmarigold.com. They're a roll-up of Campaign Monitor and Sail Through and My Emma and Cheetah Digital and Live Clicker. It is absolutely a fantastic platform. Check them out at meetmarigold.com. All right, let's get into, since you didn't ask. I always have issues. I'm always so annoyed by things. So I went out to dinner with these two other couples to this nice restaurant. Okay. And we sit down and I'm looking at the menu. I'm like, oh, this menu looks great. I'm fired up. And then one of the dudes in the other couple goes, hey, why don't we do sharesies? I'm like, oh no, I am so anti-sharesies. I don't like it. Now, sharesies, if you don't know, is when, you know, everybody orders stuff and then you eat family style. I don't like it. Okay. I don't like it. Why? Because here's what happens. So first of all, you don't want to feel like you are ordering something that's like really unhealthy or something that's kind of what gross, because you're operating now on a team and you don't want people to think less of you while you're on this little dinner team. Okay. So what happens is they're like, well, what do you want to get? Oh, I want to get the spinach. No, you don't. Nobody wants the spinach, but now you're saying you want the spinach because you don't want to be judged. So you get a lesser version of whatever it is that you really wanted to get. And I'm looking at this menu like, oh, I want to get this thing. I can't get the thing. So fine. So now everyone's like, all right, we're going to get these appetizers and these dinners. And I'm completely annoyed with the whole situation. And there's nothing I could do about it. I should speak up, but I don't. Right. And then the food comes to the table. Okay. And first of all, nobody wants to be the first one to put their fork or thing in the food. Everyone's like waiting for someone to break the ice, which is incredibly annoying. Okay. And then there was somebody at my table who did the I'm not really that hungry, so you guys go ahead and order whatever. That person, I hope they don't listen, ended up taking the most, out of every plate. I was like, I was so angry. I'm like, you said you weren't hungry. You didn't even participate in the ordering. And now you're taking the most of the food. Oh, I was so angry. I can't even begin to tell you. And then why does everything bother me? And then at the end, there's always like one piece of something, you know, one little dumpling left, or, you know, one piece of the pasta thing or whatever. And so it comes out and there's like one thing on each plate, whatever. And I'm like, I want to eat it all. I can't, because if you take the last thing on the plate, you're disgusting. So now it's sitting there and everyone's lying and say, oh, I'm so full, I can't eat it. I'm sitting there like, but I want to eat it. And so I say, screw it. Okay. And I go in for the last bite on multiple plates and I get judged. I was like, whoa, somebody's still hungry. And I want to be like, I want to shove this fork up your nose. That is what I want to do. I'm so angry. I can't take it. And then someone's like, you know what? We got to do dessert. Oh my God. So what do they order? They order this ice cream thing. You cannot do sharesies with something ice cream related. It doesn't. First of all, it's disgusting, and it doesn't work, and it's annoying. The whole thing bothered me. I got in the car, and I was like, "Not, I'm done. I'm retiring from Sharesies. The next time it comes up, I'm going with a hard no. I'm anti-Sharesy." Why am I so angry? I don't know. I just am. I'm angry. Anyway, so listen, here's what I'm not angry about. I'm not angry if you leave this thing a review. If you subscribe to this podcast, you know why? Because then you'd be my best friend. We'd be BFFs. I know you wouldn't do Sharesies because you get it. So please subscribe, leave a review. Even if you think it stinks, do it anyway. I appreciate you. It really does help. Thanks so much for checking out and see you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. GuruEvents.com. Check it out.